This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New Jersey guys getting any tropical storm action right now, or you still awaiting its arrival?
Al, you can see out the window better than I can.
I would say right now it's windy and drizzling, but I would say around 4 o'clock this morning it was raining, and last night was crazy.
Last night was
pouring rain, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just the beginning of it. You haven't gotten the real brunt of it yet.
No, that should come around, I think Jerry was saying, like around noon.
Right.
Hmm.
You okay,
all right, well,
you good out there?
I'm good over here.
Okay?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
I recently purchased a raincoat. So,
I mean, that ocean is right there, is it not? I mean, right out.
It is
window.
Right there. Yeah.
You better stay on the second floor, Al.
No, I'm not concerned. This place did not have any flooding issues even during Hurricane Sandy. I don't know how that was possible, but. I don't know what the elevations and how that works, but I think I'm in a good spot.
All right.
By the way, I rehung Jerry's picture. Just want to let you know that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, thank you.
Scotch
put
tape
it
back again?
On the wall. Yep. A lot of scotch tape. I got scotch tape here. And by the way, my boy Joe D took really good care of me. Today I came in with this bleach germicidal cleaner. I mean, this crap will wipe anything out. I mean,
right.
I actually sprayed right off your arm. Right, I actually sprayed Fliegelman down with it when I came in.
He's just a skeleton.
See, this is the real stuff. But they had some other green stuff. You know how Al, you're always talking about green doesn't, you know, really do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
Right, exactly. This stuff does something.
I see these commercials for some sort of bug spray.
Yeah.
That you can spray right around your pets and children. That's not going to kill bugs then.
Yeah, but you don't want to kill your pets and children either. You know.
Yeah, that's the other
problem.
You
don't want to get cancer in 6 months either.
I will say, when I had that tick problem, I had a guy come over and spray organic tick stuff, and we've been good. And even the other bugs were gone for like 3 weeks. So that stuff actually worked. I did not believe it. I said, let me try this, and then when it doesn't work, I'll get the real stuff. And then we'll have to like be in our house for a good 3 days as it just kills everything around us. It'll be dead rabbits and raccoons and deer just in the yard. And I have to get my shovel out.
DDT.
Yeah, I have to get the shovel out and chuck them into the woods like I do.
Let me ask you this: why are we such non-believers? Because I'm with you guys. I feel like it can't be as good as the other stuff. But at the same time, they wouldn't be in business if it didn't work, right?
Because people are suckers. That's why.
Yeah, but you would have no repeat business. If it didn't work, why would you go back to it?
All right, so the bug spray thing, there's actually evidence that if it can work or not. When it's Lysol or stuff on counters, the germs are microscopic. You have no idea if you're getting rid of them or not.
I was talking
and especially
more about
when people come
spray.
In with it. Well, the bug spray does work, and I've got evidence that it does. But
that's
like the people
why.
Come in and fog your office with organic spray. I mean, that just could be the water vapor, and nobody would have any idea. And they say, yep, totally clean. Go right in there. You're fine.
That's why you need bleach germicidal cleaner. Bleach is the key word. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Smells nice in here. Smells nice and clean.
Yeah, you'll walk out of there with mesothelioma.
No, it's going to be fine.
You better be careful, man. All right. Jerry is here with his update. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, another day for the Yankees, another Yankee win, and more home runs as well.
Gio flies one deep to left. McCutchen going back on the track. McCutchen in front of the bullpen. She's gone. Gio Urshela with two men aboard. takes Guerra into the Phillies bullpen. Adios, amigo. Urshela stretches the lead out to 6-1.
And 6-3 would be the final score. What's that?
For the rest of the time that he's on the Yankees, we got to go Gio Urshela. That's the way we're going to have to pronounce it, because that is the correct way. If Ricky Ricardo is pronouncing it that way, then we have to pronounce it that way, right? Just
I
like
guess.
Andujar and Urshela with
Urshela.
The rolling of the R.
Urshela.
Can any of you guys not roll your R's?
I cannot.
Al, can you do
cannot.
It?
You cannot.
I cannot.
Urshela.
Urshela. Give it a shot, Jerry. Come on.
Urshela.
You can't roll your R's, man.
Urshela.
Yankees are 8-1, best start since 1988 and 2003, boys.
I told you, 50-10.
59-1, right?
59-1.
They're on pace for 59-1.
And that's
with Aaron Judge slumping.
Right, it's a shame that the season's going to end in a week and a half.
Oh, stop. You know what? Are like Mr. Misery. Just stop
it's too
already.
Big. Man. You get two outbreaks with teams, and I'm Mr. Misery. Give me a break. I mean, for crying out loud.
No, you are Mr. Misery. You are. You got to fight
through
it.
Well, I mean, what? Like, these guys can't even get their stuff together. Two outbreaks with teams? I mean, please. What are you doing?
They're going to fight through it. It's going to happen. We all know it was going to happen. You didn't think it was going to happen?
Two outbreaks with teams with 11 games in? I didn't think it was going to happen.
I didn't think this soon.
It's going to happen in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
Probably true. Also homering in this game, read DJ LeMahieu and Brett Gardner. Gardner goes opposite field down the left field line. And Ricky Ricardo said during the broadcast, first time he's hit an opposite field home run in his career. Here's Aaron Boone, not stunned he went that way.
I think that's gone. That was my first thought. It was similar. You hit the ball in Baltimore last year where I was like, right away, it felt like a homer to me. So sure enough, he rode it out of here. So obviously the guys had a lot of fun with that.
Rode it right out. He sure did.
Yeah, you know what that's called, Jerry? That's called Oppo.
Oppo. Yeah. Oppo. That's Boppo. Right.
Yeah.
Oppo. Here's Boone on Gio. Boy, this kid can really hit.
Yeah, he's become he's been such an important player for us, and he's been so steady, you know, a true two-way player now, and big at-bats and big spots. I feel like he's been really having a good plan going into the game and going in there and executing, and just really glad he's on our side.
That's unbelievable that Brian Cashman got him, when you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, some of these moves, you think about the best ones. Well, Voit was a really good one. You know, Urshela with the cash considerations, signing LeMahieu to a normal contract. I mean, some of these things
are just...
How
about Talkman? How about last year's talk about? How about Mike Ford? How about trading for Gleyber Torres and then bringing back Chapman?
There's so many of them. It's endless with this roster.
Garrett Cole, 6 innings, his third win. He's 3-0. He says Phillies did battle, even though they hadn't played in a week.
I'd like to give a lot of credit to the Phillies as well. I mean, you know, they caught a tough break, pretty close with a couple of guys in their clubhouse, as well as some of my teammates here are close with them. And we know that it's been a grind for them. So I thought they came out and you know, I thought they came out with some edge. I thought they came out aggressive, and they put some good swings on the ball.
As Boomer mentions, 8-1 for the Yanks. Today's game postponed because of the weather, so they'll play two tomorrow with the Phillies. They're going to be the home team, I believe, in Philadelphia for the 4:05 game. So you'll have two 7-inning games tomorrow. As for the Mets, they get off the schneid a bit as they also win deep.
First pitch to Ramos, swung on and hit high in the air to right center field, pretty deep. Inciarte back. This one's going to go, and it's gone. A home run. Wilson Ramos hits one out into the bullpen in right center field. Smith scores ahead of him, and the Mets have a 7-0 lead.
How about that? And they had Jacob DeGrom on the mound. He wound up giving up a couple of runs, but they win the game 7-2. Robbie Cano, 2-for-2 with a walk, 3 RBIs, though he left with an injury, left groin tightness. Ahmed Rosario left with quad tightness, and Jeff McNeil, tightness in his back. And
so we got tightness. We're all tight.
Everybody's tight.
It's kind of like this show. You know, we're
everybody's
all tight.
Tight.
Everybody's
wound tight.
Wound tight or pulling something or hurting something.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's...
These things do happen, Boom, as
we
know.
But we show up and play every day.
We play, we talk. Michael Conforto, a couple of hits, a couple of runs scored, and we played the Ramos home run for you. Here was Jacob DeGrom just happy to get the team a victory.
we definitely needed a win. Short season, every game counts. You know, it's a 60-game sprint. So, you know, glad we could stop a losing streak and, you know, hopefully run off some wins now, get on a winning streak here.
You think he could pitch tonight, too?
Yes. I think he'd give you a couple innings.
I mean, you know, he's got a – well, he won't throw today, but he'll throw into – you know, he should start like every third day, I think.
Like CC Sabathia did in Milwaukee down the stretch years ago.
Yeah, remember they ruined his arm? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, because he had a terrible career with the Yankees.
Well, he you know, was fine. You know, it kind of went downhill after a while.
Well, because he's old.
Like 7 years. I mean, yeah, but everybody uses that as an example of a pitcher who could take on a workload and then still be okay. I mean, that's the anti-Johan Santana argument. It's like, look what CC did.
That's right.
It worked the hell out of him, and he ended up being great after
that. CC was a beast. You know, he was a big man with just a smooth throwing motion and everything else, and you know, it's like kind of like Henrik. Henrik was great when he was younger, and now he's kind of like CC Sabathia.
Wow. Here's Conforto. Boy, this DeGrom guy, not much to say.
He's just got the complete package, and, you know, kind of sick of talking about how good he is, but I'm glad he's on our team. So, you know, he's the man.
Now, I mentioned Cano going 2-for-2, but coming out of the game, he's batting .412 now as he's been on a tear over the last few games. Luis Rojas says, just caution.
Roby was in between innings. You know, when he said that left groin was tight as well. So, once again, like how the weather's been and, you know, it's just one thing that we cannot take a chance to push guys just to stay out there. And
now,
I think it's also, you know, a smart decision for them all. And then
we got it. Weather?
The weather's nice. It's warm. Everybody
I would think
be
it's
loose.
Loose. I would think right. So, too. I was surprised by that.
I mean, if you're in March or April, it's one thing. Or if you're in October, it's one thing. But, you know, now?
No, maybe it's only 10, 11 games into the season. Maybe he's confused.
I don't know. I don't know, but, man.
J.D. Davis had a bellyache. He didn't play.
He didn't play at a bellyache.
Yeah. And then Freddie Freeman talks about Mike Soroka, who, as G pointed out earlier, the torn Achilles, just brutal.
This night just sucks, you know, just really does. When you lose, in my mind, one of the top pitching arms in this entire game for the whole season, it's pretty tough.
Pretty tough. So Mets in Washington.
Didn't JD Davis DH?
He didn't play the field.
Right. Okay.
He had a bellyache.
Just making sure. But he also he did not that he was out of the game though.
I told you they were going to be better without Cespedes.
It's one game,
but they're better. They're better without him. They won.
It's one game.
Everybody's happy now.
Listen, go on a winning streak, and then I think you'll be right.
Okay.
Like take the next 3 games, 4-game winning streak, and then you see the immediacy of him gone, addition by subtraction.
I think we saw that yesterday, and half the team was tight.
That's true, too. Steven Matz, the start tonight as the Mets are in Washington. We had a lot going on with the Marlins, as we know. They haven't played because of the outbreak. Derek Jeter spoke yesterday. He's not a happy man as he refutes all these rumors going around about his guys hitting the clubs.
We continue to hear and read about rumors about our players' actions in Atlanta, and we need to stop that. And our team and our players deserve better than that. As I mentioned, these guys are sick. Our guys were not running all around town after our game in Atlanta. So I need to ask that stop. They don't deserve that.
He did say, however, that there were issues.
We did have a couple individuals leave the hotel. In our review, it was determined we had guys leave to get coffee, to get clothes. A guy left to have dinner at a teammate's house. There were no other guests on site. There's no salacious activity. There's no hanging out at bars, no clubs, no running around Atlanta.
Okay, so there you go. Now, the Cardinals, we found out. Well, I mean, you told us about Yoenis Cespedes. Like, a lot of these guys do that.
But it's just funny. It's just like, I don't know. Like, there's the damn virus in this Men's Warehouse. Like, damn it. It's everywhere. There's so many people in there.
You know, maybe I'll tell you what. They probably got a going away sale going, right? Everything
they
might.
That's right, yeah, because they just filed for bankruptcy. That's probably why that was in my head. Yeah, it's
now,
a shame.
I guess we found out the Cardinals, they had 6 players and 7 staff members, I believe, that have contracted the virus, and it's come out that a couple of the players did go to a casino. So that certainly is probably
great.
Part of it. Yeah, I know. We mentioned Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani yesterday leaving his start a couple of days ago, feeling soreness in the arm. So he's got a grade 1 strain of the flexor pronator mass, which is right near his surgically repaired right elbow, shut down as a pitcher for the season, but will continue as a DH, though he is day-to-day for that as well. Also of note, you had the Rockies beat the Giants, the Cubs shut out the Royals, Dodgers lost to the Padres 5-4, A's ripped the Mariners 11-1. A deadline, as Boomer pointed out, for NFL players to opt out of the 2020 season will be this Thursday at 4 p.m. Broncos right tackle Juwan James opts out. The Jets did release wide receiver Quincy Anunua. And did you guys see the Odell Beckham Jr. story in the Wall Street Journal?
Yes.
Yes, I saw his quote.
So I'll give you the one quote that's making headlines, because a lot of the article is about his workout regimen, and I guess he started his own line of, I guess it's nutritional products, I guess, protein shakes, things like that. But they did get to football at one point, and the quote was, "We're not ready for football, so why are we pushing forward? The owner's attitude is, oh, we own you guys. And that kind of unfairness is going on, and they don't see us as human. The season should not happen, and I wouldn't mind it not happening." But I don't think he's opting out.
No, he's not.
So
I don't see us.
He's making $19 million. He's not opting out, believe me. He'll be there.
Right. So he seems annoyed, but, I mean, it's a very easy answer. If he doesn't want to play, don't play.
That's pretty simple.
Yes, you would think. We also heard from Doug Peterson yesterday. We know he's got COVID-19, though he's asymptomatic, and he feels very fortunate.
I know this virus affects people differently, and I'm very respectful and mindful of that. And I also want everybody to know that I feel great. Energy level's high. Had really no symptoms whatsoever, and I'm very fortunate.
And yeah, he will coach the team virtually until he's back.
I feel so good. I went to the supermarket. I was picking out my own cantaloupes and everything. I feel great. I'm just out doing whatever I want to do. It's tremendous. So say hi to me on the street. Take a selfie. I feel great.
Don't you remember I told you guys that I talked to Frank Reich about this? Like, what happens if one of you guys gets it in the middle of the season? Like, a coach is going to be quarantined for 2 games.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Well, I guess what we'll do," and they, you know, they're going through all the contingencies. I'm assuming they all are. He would still coach, but he would just coach virtually from home. He'd still be a part of the game plan and everything else. And I don't know if he would be allowed to be in touch with his coaches on game day, though. I think
they should have the face video with that Microsoft tablet that they have. Like Al said earlier on the warm-up show, we're doing 5 and 6. Just have a big video board of him on the sideline with his visor on, just coaching the team
from his couch.
Not a terrible idea.
As long as he's asymptomatic, like Doug Peterson is. But
that's,
you know,
right.
like Doug said, you have to have respect for the virus because you don't know how it's going to hit somebody. But I mean, that's a real, like, they're talking about quarantine a quarterback,
yeah,
just in case. I mean, if the head coach comes down with this, then what?
He
right?
quarantines.
Yeah, but during the regular season, I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Still got to go sit home for a couple weeks, no doubt. Lakers beat the Jazz 116-108. Anthony Davis, 42 points, 12 rebounds. L.A. clinching the 1 seed in the West. They're 51-15. The Sixers won. Pelicans won as well. Nets and Bucks at 130 today. We'll have it for you on The Fan. And the Rangers now find themselves in a deep hole.
108, the time of the penalty to Brendan Smith. High sticking. Carolina, the shot score. Svechnikov winds up and rips it past Henrik Lundqvist. And wow, that power play didn't last long.
That's Andrei Svechnikov with the hat trick.
Yeah.
4-1. The Hurricanes beat the Rangers. Sam Rosen on MSG. Your coach, David Quinn, says let's not put this all on Lundqvist.
I thought Hank was solid. I don't listen, we get one goal. We're not going to win scoring one goal. And certainly left him out to dry there the last two for sure. And we haven't made an announcement yet. We haven't decided internally what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd I don't know. It's like the ultimate uber secret about what's going on, you know, with a team that's in transition And you can't fully transition until you transition everybody. And the most important player in all of hockey happens to be the goaltender. And you have two young goaltenders who outplayed the old goaltender, yet you gave the old goaltender a chance here. And it's not worked out. It just hasn't. It's obvious to everybody. So yeah. I question you. You could talk about everything else. I question about the decision making.
Well, they're down 2-0. You got game 3 tonight at 8. Islanders face off with the Panthers at noon. And Monday wins for the Oilers, Penguins, Golden Knights, Lightning, and Jets.
All the teams down 1-0 came back and tied their series.
Except the Rangers.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except them. All right.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.